So the last few weeks, we've been talking about giving and talking as part of that about trusting the Lord and all things. And so today, I want to kind of talk about two stories that involve trusting Jesus. But I wanted to do this in an interactive way. So we're going to have fun today. You guys ready to have a little fun? Can we have fun? It's a picnic, so we can have a little fun at church, right? Can we have a little fun at church? Okay, there we go. Here's what I need. I need 13 elementary students. Sorry, John Fisher. 13 elementary. Can you come on up here? I need 13 elementary students. Come on down. I got one. Come on. Come on. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10. We got our... We got 13. We got 14. Come on down. We'll have an extra disciple. That's okay. Are you guys ready? Okay, now, we're going to tell a story. And most of us know these stories, but I think that it's better when we see a story. So here's what we're going to do. I need two rows. Can you give me two rows of people? You can come right here. It's okay. I do youth ministry. I know it's hard. Line up. All right. Max, could I have you over here for a second, bud? So, in the book of Matthew, chapter 8, we find our first story. And in this story, it's a story about trust. And the story is that the disciples, you're my disciples, say, go disciples.
Go disciples.
All right, disciples, you guys, you have an important job. You need to act scared. Can you act scared? Oh, scared her. Yes. Yeah, okay. So they are scared. And the question is, why are they scared? Well, they're scared because they're in the middle of a storm. That's the where you guys get to come in. Are you guys ready to participate? Do you guys know the wave? You know, like at an arena? All right, we're going to start over here. Here's the wave. Ready? And back again. It's coming back. All right, that's good. You don't have to stand up. Just arms is okay. This is an exercise class. All right, so there were waves. Every time I say that there are waves, you guys got to do the waves. So there were waves. All right. And you have two jobs. And there was wind, so I need to hear whoosh. This is awesome. So the disciples were afraid because there were waves and wind. Awesome. So you guys are a great storm. So you guys be really afraid. Show them your afraid face. That's awesome. And they were so afraid. But there was one other person on the boat with them, and it was Jesus. And what was Jesus doing? Do you know?
He told his friends to not worry, but he's asleep first.
Can you do me a? Can you give me a sleep? Okay. Excellent job sleeping. Yes, good job. So the disciples are afraid because of the waves and the wind. And so one of them goes and wakes up Jesus. I need one of you to say, wake up, Jesus. And so they wake Jesus up, and Jesus gives a holy harumph. Now, that's not in the scripture, but I'm just kind of inserting that. Because he's like, you woke me up, right? And he sees that they're afraid. Let me see afraid again. Look at him. Oh, they're afraid or happy. I don't know. It's one of the two. And what did Jesus say to them?
I forgot.
He said, why are you afraid? And then he turned to the wind and the waves, and he said,
what was it again?
Be still.
Be still?
Yes. So the waves and the wind were and then they were still. Good job. And they finished their trip. Now, that's in Matthew chapter 8. Matthew chapter 14, it's a little while longer, and Jesus had just performed the miracle, feeding 5,000, and then they had a math question afterwards because there was 12 left over, and he's like, what do you think this is about? And they're all like, I don't know. And in John's version of it, it actually says that they were hardened of heart because there was a math question. And Jesus says, here's what I want you to do. I want you guys to go on a cross, and I'm going to stay behind. So Jesus, you're over here. So you guys are, here's your important, right? Can you guys row the boat for me? All right, you guys are rowing in circles. Coming together. Ready? One, two, three, row! Row! And they were rowing across. But then there was waves and wind. And they couldn't get anywhere. Good job, waves. And the Bible tells us that Jesus saw them struggling against the waves and wind. And he went to meet them. And he did that by walking on the water. Walking. But the disciples, they think they see a ghost. It's a ghost. No, they were afraid. Like, give me it in your, like, I'm afraid voice.
It's hard to
act. Okay.
It's a ghost!
That's right. And Jesus is like,
no, it's me, Jesus.
And they're all like, what? And so, Peter, and you're so Peter. You're totally my Peter because you're ready to get out there. Peter says,
call me out to the water.
And Jesus says,
come on.
Yeah. All right, so Peter walks out on the water. And he's walking out to him, and everything was fine as long as Peter was looking at Jesus. But then when Peter looked away, look away. What happened?
Do you remember what happened?
Because there was waves and wind, and Peter started to sink. But Jesus picks him up. Good job. Jesus gets in the boat with him. Go ahead. You got to walk over to the boat. There you go. Get back in the boat. You guys are freaking out. Give me your freak out. Right. Because there's still waves and wind. But when Jesus got in, they stopped. Oh, good job. And they went on the rest of the journey. And then the disciples all turned to them, and disciples, this is what you gotta say. You are the Lord, okay? Say real loud.
You are the Lord.
That's right. You are the Lord. Let's give our disciples and Jesus a big hand. You guys may go be seated. Thank you. And give yourself a big hand for being waves and wind. You guys did an amazing job. I don't want to hit anybody. I know, but don't step on the disciples. So, most of us knew those stories, right? But why I'm bringing it up and kind of tying up together with what we've been talking about the last few weeks about our heart of giving and our heart of just releasing back to God our provisions is in both of these stories, we see that the disciples were in a situation that they needed to trust Jesus. And there's two things that I want us to draw from these stories. The first is this, is sometimes Jesus is in the storm with you. Sometimes he's in the storm with you, and we should look to him. But don't get me wrong, if I was there, I probably would freak out too. But I'm kind of like, why did they not look at Jesus? This is a guy who's already done some amazing miracles. Why didn't they look at him? And if he's not worried, we should not be worried. So back to what we talked about the last few weeks, talking about our tithes and offerings, talking about giving. I've already referenced this in Matthew chapter 6 when Jesus says, why do you worry about the things that you have? Now, we look at Jesus and we think, why are you sleeping? Why do you not freak out? Are you not worried? My rent's due. My car's broke down. I've got things that I need. And we're like, wake up, Jesus. We think he's awake. But we know in the Old Testament that we hear that God never sleeps nor slumbers from Isaiah. So we know that he's not asleep. He's just at peace. And Jesus tells us that my peace I give you so that you it surpasses understanding, and it's a different kind of peace. And we should have peace about things in our life. Jesus doesn't deny that there's storms. He didn't say, he wasn't like, why? There's no storm. He wasn't denying that. He accepted the fact that there was a storm, but he was at peace. So sometimes Jesus is with us, and we need to look to him for that peace. Because sometimes we have to go through the storm. Now sometimes, just like in this story, he will rebuke the storm and stop it, but not always. Sometimes we have to just go through it, don't we? Now the second story, Jesus is always like taking it up a notch. He sends him out into the storm, and he waits behind. Now, I will give the disciples credit. They kept rowing. And maybe they remembered that first story. Maybe they remembered the last time they were stormed, and they're like, well, maybe Jesus is just going to stop the storm. If we get out far enough, and we just keep doing what we're going to do, let's just remember, Jesus can stop the storm. So they are just trying to get through it. And in that situation, the thing I want us to see is that Jesus went to meet them. And Jesus went to meet them. He didn't stop the storm. He could have done that, right? He could have been on the shoreline, saw them out struggling, stopped the storm, and then walked across on smooth water. But he doesn't. And in our own lives, we need to trust him because sometimes right in the middle of the storm, he's going to come through the storm. Again, Peter comes out and looks at him, and as long as his eyes are on Jesus, and the storm's still going on, still all the things that are turmoil in his life, but as long as his eyes were on Jesus, he was okay. He could rise above the storm. So as we move forward in the next 90 days, and for those of you who made that commitment last week, which, by the way, there was over 55, almost 60 families and individuals who made that commitment, which is amazing to me. Yeah, we should clap. For those of us who made that commitment, that we're stepping out. Some of you all are in the middle of a storm, but you're still stepping out. And as long as our eyes are fixed on Jesus, we'll be okay. Sometimes he's in the boat with you. We need to draw from his peace. Sometimes he looks and he sees us in the middle of the storm and he comes out to meet us. And I always wonder, they saw him and they're like, it's a ghost. This is a guy they've been walking around. They knew Jesus. It's not like they didn't know him. You ever see somebody you knew and you don't recognize them at first? And you're like, oh, that was so-and-so, yeah. I wonder when Jesus is doing that in our own life, when we're in the middle of the storm and we are doing, who was doing the work to get against the storm? They were, right? We in our own life struggle sometimes to get past a situation in our life. And Jesus is coming to meet us. We don't even recognize him. So we need to recognize him and to see who he is and see what he can do. Because when he gets in the boat with us, when he sees us it's doing our best, he's going to meet where we're at and he can calm the storm. Today, I loved what Charlie's saying about the scars. Boy, I can imagine that some of us have been through some storms. And some of those storms left some scars. But they should remind us that Jesus was with us and is with us and always will be. If you have not made your commitment, let me just challenge you to think about it. Let me challenge you to just say, you know what? I'm ready to step out of the boat. We do this to look at Jesus, to keep our eyes on him. And when we do that, we can find peace. Guys, I am super excited. Charlie and I this week have been talking. Last night we had a small group over and we were just sharing and talking about just there's an energy and an excitement at New Hope. I look out across this room and I see everybody here, and I think about how over the last couple years that we've continued to look for bigger venues to have our events, because we've been blessed by so many people joining the family of New Hope. Here's the thing. I'm saying this because it's so true. Charlie and I, we need to be prepared. You guys need to be prepared. As God's people moves, Satan comes against. And he wants to bring the winds and wave. He wants to bring the storm. And as long as we, as a church, collectively, and church individually, keep our eyes on Jesus, we can find that peace and we can get to where we need to be. Next week is Mother's Day. Next week we get to celebrate moms, and we're going to do that. And so let me just encourage you, if you can, bring your friends. We are going to just continue to have an amazing time worshiping and time learning more about what Christ is doing in New Hope and with mothers, and I am excited. And so I'm going to just kind of conclude with prayer, and then I'm going to ask Candy to come up. Yeah, I'm getting done early so we can eat. I see you, everybody. Don't get used to this. I'll go back to my regular preaching next week. No, I'm just joking. Heavenly Father, just thank you so much for everything that you have done for us. And God, I just pray that as we step out and trust with you, as the storms come, as things happen in our lives, God, that you will just remind us that you have peace for us. And Heavenly Father, as we trust you in all that we have and even in our own life, we give it to you and we want to take nothing away from you. Let it all be about you. May we just constantly be looking towards you. And by doing so, may we find true success in life. It's in your name we pray. Amen.